May the Spirit give us light in every part of our beings and to every person here, where the gospel day has not shed its glorious ray, let there be light. Amen. Please take a seat. Well, if you've been around church a little while, you've heard this story of the day of Pentecost many times before, how the Holy Spirit came down on the apostles and they spoke in tongues and they prophesied to Jews from all over the known world. But a great question, of course, is what does this coming of the Holy Spirit mean? What's the purpose and meaning of it? What does it mean for us today? Well, let's have a look at Peter's explanation of that event. If you've got a pew Bible, then do turn to it, please, on page 1096, or else you'll find on the news sheet that same reading, Acts chapter 2. First thing that it seems to me that Peter is telling us that the coming of the Holy Spirit means is that the last days are here. Verse 17 and verses 19 to 21. Look here first at verses 16 to 17. Peter starts to explain what the Spirit's coming means by quoting the Old Testament. He says, "But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." Joel was one of a number of prophets who spoke about the great day of the Lord, the day when he would bring judgment on those who've rejected him and salvation for those who've loved him and trusted in him. And that day, Joel says, God will pour out his Spirit on all kinds of people. As Peter goes on quoting, on women and men, old and young, the Spirit would come, even on servants. And in the days of the Old Testament, of course, God's Spirit came upon people for particular tasks. You may remember that the Spirit came on Bezalel in the desert so that he was able to make the sanctuary tent with all kinds of arts and crafts. The Holy Spirit came on kings for them to rule and on prophets for them to prophesy. But now God's Spirit would come on all of God's people so that they would all know God personally and they would all know the blessings of his presence directly. Now the Jews had waited for this day for a very long time, indeed for centuries. And now Peter is saying the Spirit has come. And that can only mean one thing, that the last days are here. Now in the Old Testament they were looking forward to this day of judgment and salvation. But now it becomes apparent that the day of salvation comes before the day of judgment. God has created a gracious window of opportunity for people to respond to the good news of Jesus before the day of judgment comes. And so in verses 19 to 20, Peter says exactly that. The Spirit has come, the last days are here, and judgment is at hand. He says, verse 19, "And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapour of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day." The day of judgment is at hand. That's what the Spirit's coming means. But it's also the time of salvation, verse 21. "And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now the Lord he's talking about here is of course the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a great challenge for us here and a great comfort for us too. The day of the Lord has come. It's a great challenge because if you haven't yourself called upon the name of the Lord, then now is the opportunity to call upon him that you might be saved. It won't be any good in that day saying, "Well, you know, I got baptized, or I got confirmed, or I went to church for many years, or I pay my taxes, or I tried to keep the Ten Commandments." Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it's a great challenge for us. Let's make sure that we have called on the name of the Lord so that we ourselves might be saved. But there's a great comfort here as well because, of course, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You might think about some of those things, some of the Ten Commandments and you might realise, if you're honest, that you've fallen very far short of keeping them. I know I have. There's not a single person alive today other than our Lord Jesus who has kept them all. And yet, despite our failings, despite our weaknesses, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's great news, isn't it, on this day of the Lord? Well, the second thing that the Spirit's coming means is not just that it's the last day, it's the day of the Lord, but also the Spirit's coming means that we must tell others the good news of Jesus. That's what it says in verses 17 to 18. I'd mentioned earlier that the Holy Spirit came on prophets, and of course, theirs was the greatest of tasks, far more important even than Bezalel's, who built the sanctuary. It's by the Spirit the prophets called people to repentance and to faith, and called them to put their hope in the God who would send the Messiah. Well, what did Joel promise? Verse 17 to 18. In his prophecy he said, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." And of course that's exactly what we see in this story from Acts chapter 2, isn't it? The Holy Spirit is poured out on a bunch of fishermen, and they prophesy. They preach. They call people to repentance and faith. Verse 11, we see, "We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And what are those mighty works? Well, surely it's the topic of the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts that he wrote. The mighty works God had performed through Jesus Christ, his miracles, his death on the cross, his resurrection, his ascension, his life-giving sending of the Holy Spirit. And Peter is saying, it's not only apostles who are going to be given the Holy Spirit for this work, but all flesh. Every type of person, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be given the Holy Spirit so that they prophesy, so that they proclaim Jesus Christ. Every Christian is to be a prophet. Sometimes we like to think, well, we're all different, and some people are good at speaking, and some people are better at doing backroom things, and of course that's true. But nevertheless, every Christian is given the Holy Spirit so that every Christian can tell of the Lord Jesus Christ to their friends and their neighbours and their family. Did you know that you're a prophet if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you've called on him so that you might be saved, you're a prophet. And of course, in the book of Acts, we see exactly that happening. Throughout the rest of the book, it's the story of how the Holy Spirit has come upon God's people and they take his word out throughout the whole world. Ordinary people. People like Philip. He wasn't an apostle. Barnabas. Timothy. Yet they took the word out when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Now the great surprise in this passage is that all are called to prophesy. Now I wonder, in these last days, when the day of salvation is here, but the day of judgment is at hand, I wonder if you can think of people you know who haven't called on the name of the Lord and who on the day of judgment won't be saved. It's a terrifying thought, isn't it? Perhaps people that we love, and in our hearts and in our mouths we have the message of salvation. The Spirit has come to us so that we might tell them. The Spirit hasn't chosen any other vehicle for the proclamation of Jesus Christ other than the church. And it may be that there is no one else to tell the people that you love other than you. Are we proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to others? Perhaps we have some native English reserve and we feel it's impolite to talk about religion. Perhaps we've imbibed the mantra of the secular culture we live in and we suppose that it's wrong to try and tell people what that they should believe. Perhaps we don't really take seriously this matter of the coming day of judgment. But if you are a Christian, you have a task to do. Yes, we're to build up the church, but yes, we're to proclaim Jesus Christ. However weak you are, however afraid you are, however difficult it appears for you, the Holy Spirit will give you the courage and the boldness and the words to tell others of Jesus Christ. We can take his word for it. Let's pray and ask for his help. Heavenly Father, as we think of the coming of the Holy Spirit, and we realise that it's the great day of salvation, and the day when people like us, even people like us, can be saved, and we rejoice. And yet we recognise too that it's the day when judgment is at hand. Thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit so that we might proclaim Jesus Christ. Help us not to neglect this Christian duty. Help us not to think other things are more important. Help us to love and care for the people around us and so to tell them of Jesus Christ. Lord, fill us here at St. Andrew's with a greater measure of your Holy Spirit so that we might faithfully proclaim Jesus Christ to the people we know and love and even to strangers here in Norwich. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.